Today on Gardening in a Minute, landscape borders. Using landscape borders is a great way to beautify your home, reduce maintenance, and provide a boundary between different parts of your landscape. Borders can be placed around garden beds, shrubs and trees, and recreational areas. They help contain mulch, keep plants from spreading, and reduce mowing time. Pick your border materials based on your budget and the look you're going for. Wood borders are versatile and have a natural look. Use wood that's more resistant to decay, but remember that all wood products will need to be replaced every few years. For a more durable border material, try stone, brick, concrete, plastic, or aluminum. You can also plant a ground cover or other plant for a natural edge. For more information about landscape borders, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, tropical soda apple. Tropical soda apple is an invasive plant native to South America that causes a lot of damage in Florida every year. It's common to ranches in South Florida, but can be found in many different habitats throughout the state. The immature fruit of the tropical soda apple is small and green, with white mottling, much like a small watermelon. The ripe fruit is yellow. The plant produces fruit containing hundreds of seeds that are easily spread by animals. Tropical soda apple plants grow up to 6 feet tall, with large thorns everywhere. The plant multiplies rapidly in dry conditions, and the seeds can survive for years in soil until rain prompts germination. In areas with just a few plants, hand-pulling or spraying individual plants before they fruit should eliminate the problem. For more information about invasive plants, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, stinging and venomous insects. Florida is crawling with insects, and most of us have felt their bites and stings. They can cause pain, itching, and swelling. In people who aren't allergic, and those with allergies, they can be dangerous. Bees and wasps will usually leave you alone, but can sting. If you're stung by a honeybee, scrape the stinger out of the wound immediately. Wasps do not leave their stingers behind, so they can sting multiple times. Velvet ants are actually large, furry, wingless wasps, and the females have a large stinger. Fire ants are aggressive and can inflict a painful sting. There are several kinds of stinging caterpillars in Florida. They have poisonous spines and are usually brightly colored. Learn to recognize all of these insects and avoid contact with them. For more information about stinging and venomous insects, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, companion planting. Companion planting is an ancient practice where two different plants, often vegetables, are planted together. It can benefit the plants in one of several different ways. Companion plants may draw pests away from desired crops, such as when collard greens attract the diamondback moth away from adjacent cabbage. Plant long-season and short-season plants together in the same space, such as carrots and radishes. Radishes can be harvested in about 21 days after planting, just about the time the carrots need the space. Using several different cultivars of the same plant, like broccoli, can reduce pest populations. Growing tall plants like corn with shorter shade-tolerant species, like lettuce, helps keep both plants happy. For more information about companion planting, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, bulbs. Bulbs are well known for their spring show in colder climates, but you can grow bulbs in Florida too. The wide variety of tropical and subtropical bulbs suited for Florida include crinum, cannas, amaryllis, and more. Bulbous plants can be used in landscapes as bedding plants or borders and can be cut for indoor arrangements. In general, most bulbs thrive in sunny locations, but some, like caladiums, can grow in sun or partial shade. Avoid heavy shade because it'll cause thin, spindly growth and poor foliage color and flowering. Your site should be well drained and improved with organic matter. Place your bulbs in neat rows or in naturalistic drifts for an informal garden effect. Add some bulbs to your landscape for years of color and enjoyment. For more information about bulbs, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.